Blog Talk Radio. There are two books of the Bible that I ask you seek to read. I want you to read Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, and Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. Although I ask you seek to read the entire Bible and to understand it. I have read the Bible twice to myself, and now I'm reading to my sheep, those who will listen to me, and those who are not sheep. I want you to read it for yourself. Many of you are much smarter. I want you all to know that Sabbath starts on Friday evening and it ends on Saturday evening. What do you seem not understand about that? I have heard preachers say you can have the Sabbath whenever you have time to take it, but our Father's instruction is the Sabbath day is on a Friday evening. You prepare, cook a food for Saturday, and it ends on Saturday evening. So that's what, and don't let, you can listen to the other pastors, but read it for yourself. And the Bible where it tells you to go to church, I mean, to keep the Sabbath day. You'll find that in the fourth commandment. I should read that to you today. I hope that I will do that. I had not planned to do it today, but I should, because the Sabbath is, excuse me, sheep. I don't know why I want the belt every time I start my program. It's like a ritual. I just want a belt. But I'm going on in the name of the Lord. I ask that you sheep have your pen, pencil, and paper ready and handy so that you can jot down any references or scriptures that I may state to you. Most of you who are younger than, I would say 30 and 40, you are computer savvy. That means that you know how to operate all these electronic gadgets that our Father in heaven has allowed you to have and understand how to take notes on it. Like if you have the notepad or the notebook or the pad, whatever they are called, take notes and find out for yourself that I am trying to tell you sheep the truth. Also, want you all to know about what I have learned about the $20 bill. I don't know if I can say it to you directly as I heard it on YouTube, but I will tell you to look on the backside of the $20 bill. And you will see, you might have to get a magnifying glass because what I saw, I needed to have a magnifying glass. I do not have a $20 bill in front of me, but I will tell you what I saw. And I want you to know as much as I know. On the back of a $20 bill, you see in the middle, there is a person hanging. America has put a black man hanging by a rope on a $20 bill. That's on the back side. And turn it over to the front side where you see 20 on the left side and then 20 on the right side, $20 bill. And you'll see down there in the middle of the 20 on one side and 20 on the other side, a man wearing a mask. That's to let the white folks know that it was going to happen in 2020. So it's a changing. That is something that I learned from looking on YouTube, and it was a Big Judah's program. I listened to Big Judah program as well as the House of Jacob, And then you and I see the house of Israel united in Christ. I listen to that. I want you to tell you see that Bishop Nathaniel and his crew, all of them are smart. They're smarter than I. And I would not ask you or tell you to listen to Big Judah, then listen to UNIC. UNIC. I forget how to say it, but Bishop Nathaniel, very smart man. All these people are smarter than I, and I want you to know about them. Now, and I'm thankful for my sister-in-law sending me YouTube. I had been saying pretty much everything that they are saying, although Big Judah tells me about the other different books that the white folks have not told us about. I want you all to understand and read Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 23, 31. I want you to especially pay close attention to verse 35. Then I want you to read Ezra chapter 9, verse 2. It tells you black men that you have the holy seed and you're not to give yourself to other people of other nations. And that's what you seem to want. You were married out of your race to get to those white women. And you have the black seed in you. You need to read your Bible like I have been told to read my Bible years ago. On my computer, it says that I am to read 1 Kings chapter 1. But I would tell you, see, that I have read further than 1 Kings. And today, I want you to turn to 1 Kings chapter 13. I will read there. However, I have read something that last time that was very important and that you should pick up on and understand. For many years, I worked with a person who calls himself an Israelite. And L-I-T-E is like, they're not really Israel. They are saying that you are, but they are not. Read Revelation 2 and verse 9, as well as 3 and verse 9. They say that they are Israelites, but they're not. We are the children of Israel. And I want you to understand that what I got from chapter 12, from reading from that the last time, and I want you to understand, I did not understand why is it that the children of Israel did not pray to our Father like I did. I found the answer in chapter 12, verse 16. And, you know, Solomon's son, after he died, was Rehoboam. And Rehoboam had a son named, the way I understand it, Jeroboam. And Jeroboam asked the old men how he should run Israel. And the old men gave him counsel as to how to run Israel. And he told them to come back in 3 days. Then he went and asked his the children that he grew up. That's Jeroboam. Asked the children that he grew up with. And the children that he grew up with gave him some bad advice. And he is the one that listened to the old, he did not listen to the old men that gave him advice, good advice, but he listened to the young men that he grew up with. And this is what they said. And I was wondering, why did that those people who said that they are Israel do not follow God like I do? And I think I know this is the answer. In chapter 12 of First Kings chapter 12, and verse 16. And let me read it to you all again so you will know when they don't follow Christ, Yeshua, as we do. And I think that when I was working with this guy who says that he is an Israelite, and we were talking, and I had mentioned how I used to go to church, and I would shout sometimes whenever I just did it. And I didn't know why, but I did. And I would feel good after I shouted. So let me share verse 16 with you. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened, that means listened not unto them, and the people answered the king and said, "What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse." To me, that's the reason why they do not hearken or praise our Father in heaven like the son of David or Jesse. So Israel went to that their tents, O see to your own house, David. So Israel departed unto their house. So when they left and went unto their own homes, they had already determined to, they had, verse 16, so when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered, saying, "What portion have we inheritance of Jesse, or what portion have we in David?" So that's why they do not listen to our Father today. And that's why I want you to shift to understand. Now, we are to read Kings chapter 13. And I pray that my Father will allow me to read this without any introductions, and so that we can get an understanding. But I do ask that you see, go over 1 Kings chapter 12 and read it for yourself to understand why the children of Israel do not worship like we do. We are the kingdom of Judah, black folks. We are the real Jews that's in the Bible. The other people, other nations tried to go through this Bible, but in my mind, they don't understand it the way that I do. I will listen to them, and I will sometimes learn from them, but it is not all good that they say. And I will try to tell you what is in the Bible, the truth that was written. This Bible was written a long time before I was born. It was written before 19. I don't know this stuff. I didn't put this in the Bible. It was written before I got here. Chapter 13 of 1 Kings reads, "And behold, there came a man out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar and the words of the Lord, and said, O altar, thus said the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places to burn incense upon thee, and the men's bones shall be burned upon thee. And he gave a sign, the sign that day, saying, this is the sign that the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and rent means torn, like torn into ashes, that upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying, and sometimes it seems like it doesn't want to come out. Verse 4. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam heard the sayings of the men of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hands from her, saying, lay hold on him and his hand, which he put forth against him, and dried up so that he could not pull it in again to him. The altar also was rent, the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou shalt give me half thine house, I will go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. So it was charged by me the word of the Lord, saying, entreat no bread. Verse 9, let me tell you, see. For it was charged by me For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor eat again by the same way that thou comest. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. There he dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the words that the man of God had said that day in Bethel, and the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they told also to their father, and their father said unto them, What way went he? This for his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, saddle me an ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon. And went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak tree. And he said unto him, art thou the old man of God that cometh from Judah? And he said, I am. And he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go with thee. Neither will I eat bread, nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the words of the Lord, thou shalt not eat bread, nor drink water there, nor return to go the way that thou camest. Let me read verse 17 again for you see. For it was said unto me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also of thou. Verse 18, he said unto him, I am a prophet. So he went back with him, did eat bread in the house, and drink water. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. He cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus said the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and hast not kept his commandments, which the Lord commanded thee, but came back. Let me read verse 21 to you. You see, I want to understand that. Verse 21, and he cried unto the men of God that came from Judah, saying, thus said the Lord God, for as much as thou, the Lord, thus said the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed my mouth of the Lord and has not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but cameth back and have thin bread and drink water in the place with which the Lord did say unto thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto me, the sepulchre of thy father. And the sepulchre is of grave sight. I remember that from a long time ago when I looked it up. And it came to pass after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk that he saddled him. He saddled for him an ass, to wit, a prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass. And behold, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass, and they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that brought him, this is 3, verse 26 again. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, it is the man of God, disobedient in the word of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord has delivered him unto the lion, which has torn him and slain him according to the word of the Lord, which he spake unto him. And he spake unto his son, saying, saddle me an ass. And they saddled him. And he went and found the carcass cast by the wayside, and the ass and the lion standing by the carcass. And the lion had eaten the carcass, nor torn the ass. And the prophet took the carcass of the man of God and laid it upon the ass. And against the house of the high places which are in the city of Samaria shall they come to pass. And it came to Jeroboam, returned and went his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people priests and high priests of high places, where whosoever would, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places, and came sin unto the house of Jeroboam, even to cut it off and to destroy it from off the face of the earth. And I have read to you chapter 13. I am going to ask you to read chapter 14 for Friday's lesson. And right now, I am going to have a closing word of prayer. I'm going to thank our Father Yeshua for redeeming us. Father in heaven, thank you for so much for protection and redeeming us this day from the evil of Satan and bringing us back into the knowledge that we are your children. As in Psalms 83, we are your children. They tried, and when I say they, I'm talking about the white folks try to erase us, our knowledge. And I really did believe that the white Jews that they were presenting to me until I read in Revelation chapter 14 that you had hair like mine, thick black wool. Father, thank you so much for delivering us from Satan, and the devil is Satan, and I'm thinking that is the devil and those that follow him. And I understand the reason why you put us in slavery, because of when our forefather were disobedient to you, Yeshua. Thank you for finding us and forgiving us and making us know who we are. But I did not. To read the first king chapter 13 for next week. Remember, God loves you, and I do too.
Father, help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Down. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation.